This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this very first episode of this series in which we will be discussing selected narrations from Imam al-Bukhari's book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. There's an intro to this series. If you haven't watched it yet, I'm going to leave a link in the description. Make sure you check that out first. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to be discussing a narration that deals with kindness towards a non-Muslim parent. In narration number 24 from Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, نَزَلَتْ فِيَّ أَرْبَعُ عَيَاتٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He says, there were four verses revealed in relation to me from Allah's book. And actually, we're only going to be discussing the first verse that he mentioned. So he says, كانت أمي حلفت أن لا تأكل ولا تشرب حتى أفارق محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, my mother swore that she wouldn't eat or drink until I left Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning I left Islam. So he says, فأنزل الله عز وجل, so Allah revealed, and now he mentions verse number 15 from Surah Luqman, وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they push you or urge you to worship besides me, meaning Allah, that which you have no knowledge of, do not obey them. However, accompany them in this life with goodness. So there's actually a few things that we learn here. First of all, even with the high rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our parents in Islam, we do not obey them, we don't listen to them, we don't follow them in something which is bad or wrong from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet said, لَا طَاعَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to the creation if it means disobedience to the creator, meaning Allah. And this is not only our parents, but anyone. We don't obey anyone or listen to anyone if it means doing something wrong or bad. Second, we learn that disagreeing with someone doesn't mean that we are disrespecting them. So we're supposed to respect our parents and actually respect everyone, but disagreeing with our parents doesn't mean that we are disrespecting them. Some parents, when you disagree with them, they may accuse you of being disrespectful. Disagreement on its own is not disrespect. Disrespect is our attitude and our behavior towards them, how we treat them, that's where disrespect comes from. So no, we don't have to agree with them, but we do have to be respectful and good towards them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them. However, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, accompany them in this life with goodness or kindness. Number three, the importance of being good to non-Muslims and specifically our parents. Our parents have been given a high rank in Islam, and that is regardless of them being Muslim or non-Muslim. Just them being our parents means that they have that right and that rank upon us. And not only our parents, kindness is actually a human right that humans have upon us regardless of their faith, regardless of whether we agree with them or not. Our character and behavior should still be good towards people even if we disagree with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I will see you inshallah ta'ala in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey, you're still here watching this video? The video is over, but I'm glad you're watching. Thank you so much for watching that video, and thank you for watching all the previous videos that I have done. As you may have noticed, I've been a lot more active. I've actually had a lot more time to make and upload more content to this YouTube channel, and I appreciate all of your support. You can continue to support me by sharing these videos with other people and also subscribing. Subscribing helps a lot. There's actually a lot of people who watch these videos who are not subscribed to the channel. So if you aren't subscribed, go ahead and do it now. Subscribe to the channel. And I look forward to presenting a lot more new content in the days and weeks and months to come, inshallah ta'ala. Have a good one. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.